7 after the hour on the that's all, folks. That's right. There's Richie with his tongue caught behind his eye teeth so he can't see what he's saying. We have Jennifer Horn who's here in all her beauty. And we also are joined by the Boomer Broad. Speaking of beauty, Janet and Anne Marie are here after they've been out and about for the last month eating, running around naked in the streets of Boston. People have been looking at them saying, wow.
Debauchery.
Those two. Beaches, right? They were out on the beaches, too.
They were. They went for the plunge, the penguin plunge.
Well, now what they're saying is those people need to get back to the gym.
Well, I was saying I was going to be a little more kind about it than that. But, those ladies, there they are. Let's get them on a diet or whatever. This is the time of year when people are trying to find a plan. I think we've probably spent 3 or 4 hours since the beginning of the year talking about diets, but we haven't taken the angle that would be appropriate with you because you both, Anne Marie and Janet, are in the PR business. Your real job is to help shape public opinion or to get people to do things, to tell them why it is that they ought to do this or that. Now, I don't know whether you have any diet plans or any weight loss clinics or any clients who are interested in helping people take those pounds off. I got on the scale yesterday, and the usual, I actually have put on a little bit more than I usually do, and it was great motivation to instantly go down to the gym on the promenade and sign up. And actually, the medical procedure that I'm going through, this EECP, the technology guy says that you'll lose a pound. If you do this right, it'll wear a pound off of you a day. So that's all good. Now, I had to find out.
As long as you're doing it in a healthy way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think losing a pound a day is a healthy thing.
No, that's not healthy.
Especially someone your size, Doug. You're not that big.
Well, I can stand to lose 14, 15, 16 pounds.
But they all say the 1 to 2 pounds a week thing is the healthy. So that's interesting that they're saying you would lose, 5 to 7
well,
pounds a week.
Well, this is not a weight loss program. It's a program for my circulation of my heart, but it just happens as a side benefit. It shakes off the toxins, and that's if you're eating correctly and drinking well, then the toxins will get pushed out of your body. But that's not really the essence of where I think we ought to go. People should know what it is that they are being hit with when there is an ad or there's a promotion. You get a flyer in the mail. You get something on some website that suggests that you do this, that, or the other thing. You wonder yourself first, do these things work? So how do you present, if you have a client that's doing this sort of thing, how do you convince people that the product that you're representing is the best? How do people make up their minds about things like this?
Well, first of all, let us say that we don't represent any health clubs.
Okay, good. Then this will be a fair discussion. Fair fight.
No, we don't. But we are ardent supporters, of fitness. And we do it year-round. But anyway, Jan can address
as opposed to those people who are totally against fitness.
We're anti-health.
Say no to health.
Basically...
Burger King.
Right, yeah.
We would tell our clients exactly what you're seeing today on television, in your mailbox, and in the newspaper, which is this is the time to hit the consumer with the message of losing weight and getting healthy, because January is your time to make hay. There's no question about it. This is it. In fact, I make a parallel. We have a client, as we've mentioned, iParty. Their time to make hay is Halloween. They are a Halloween entity.
Yeah.
They make 20% of their business in the month of October.
And the health clubs do the same for Christmas.
Right. Health clubs make about that in the month of January. They say most people's resolutions last about 6 weeks. But you look at the money spent by the industry. You look at forget just the advertising. Just look at the spokespeople. Uh-huh. These are not lower. This is Jennifer Hudson. This is Charles Barkley, right?
Barkley, who says Weight Watchers is a scam, but it was taken out of context.
What's been the reverberations on that? Have we heard?
Yeah, most people understand when they hear the complete audio that it was taken out of context.
Saying it's easy to be a scam. He wasn't saying it's a scam.
No, what he was saying was pretty much everything he's getting paid a lot of money for is a scam. He's having fun and he's getting paid a lot of money and there's nothing to it.
Yeah. But and we, but he is right. He is being paid a ton of dough. That is the right now. The real goal of weight loss programs is to get you and to get rich. Is to figure they've got Anne Marie and me and Jennifer and they've got the women. We are keyed into this. The men have always been a challenge for these programs. You've recently seen Barkley. Before that, you saw Jason Alexander. Very unusual for a male spokesperson to be hired by these programs. But this is their opportunity.
I remember seven or eight years ago when they first started using Dan Marino and somebody else. And I was like, wow, that's unusual. And then that jumped out at me when they had Dan Marino up there. I mean, this guy is like a football god. And everybody looks up to him. And, you know, he can't be on some sissy diet, you know, type thing. But there he is.
So if it's good enough for Dan, it's good enough for me. And that has always, I mean, I remember I've been to Weight Watchers all too many times. And they used to say, you know, anyone who's been looks around the room and it's 98% women.
Well, and I was at the gym this morning and it's the first time and I've been going for 20 years. And I go year round. I go 6 days a week. But I looked at all the treadmills and I'm like, oh my God, all the ellipticals and all the treadmills are filled. First time I've ever seen that.
Yep.
The key is to sign them up for a year and then let them drop off in February, and you just
collect
break
your money.
Right. Isn't that sweet?
Same with the Weight Watchers and all of them.
Yeah, thank you very much. Isn't that great to hear? that's the way it works. All right, so Janet and Anne Marie, the Boomer Broads, are here. We're talking about how the weight loss plans market to you. 14 past the hour on Good Day.
Fanbruary. Wait, what? Franuary? That's not Franuary. No, Fanbruary. That's right. Fanbruary. However you say it, small businesses, this is your month to make social media work for you. Constant Contact brings you social campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up, it's free. And this month, you can win $1,000 for you and one of your fans. Visit ConstantContact.com today.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open legal residence in the U.S., U.K., Canada. Please contact you. And see 29 the rules at ConstantContact.com.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apples Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is. Come on up here and sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
16, 17 and a half of the hour. Anne Marie and Janet, the Boomer Bros, are here with Jennifer, Richie, and me. We're talking about the diet plan that you're, or the weight loss plan, or the exercise plan, whatever plan you have to deal with all of the weight that you gained over the last couple of months. How is it that these people impact you? How do they find a chord? Is it with some celebrity spokesman like Valerie Bertinelli or Charles Barkley?
Jennifer Hudson.
Kirstie Alley.
I have a question, though, for you, Doug. Do you work out more than, I mean, you didn't just start yesterday, did you?
No, I have a, in the wintertime, I'm more focused on actual exercise routine. In the summer when I'm on the farm, I'm not. My son and I both belong to a gym that's a real professional sort of, this is not for lightweight.
He's actually, a faint of heart,
yeah,
lady.
Doug's actually really good at it. I mean,
yeah, really.
You used to have a trainer. I mean, you used to have a guy come in 3 days a week. And, yeah. I mean,
wow.
You guys would go at it. But, yeah, I mean, Doug's pretty good in the wintertime.
Yeah.
Well, I think the key is for people, if they don't want to get caught into what is now a marketing morass of this weight loss, is to find programs that allow you to sign up for months rather than years.
That's what my wife did.
Yeah, commit for a month, commit for 3 months, but try not to fool yourself.
And see if you can make it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Anne-Marie and I are trying, you know, because we work in the same office, we're trying this thing called Diet to Go, which is a frozen, you know, they deliver meals to you. You've probably heard about these meal delivery services.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we signed up for a month.
Yuppie. It's Yuppieville.
It's yeah, exactly. You know, us and Jennifer Aniston, which is, you know, you've always said that about her. You like her.
When I think Jennifer Aniston, I think of the two of you.
Exactly. That's what we're saying. So we figured, you know, this is something that will allow us to try for a month. Would I sign up for a year for this? Not in a million years, because after 2 months I'm going to be bored to tears, and it's just never going to work for me, and I would have wasted all that money. But there are opportunities out there. They're going to try and get you for a year. That's what marketers do. But if you stand your ground and you can say, I'll take it for a month, or I'll take it for the first quarter of 2012, then you might, in fact, you know, be able to survive and not lose all this money, and maybe you will get turned on to it, will work for you.
Now, your advice, then, is to decide which program will be best for you and then not to let them push you into a corner.
Into a year. Yeah,
but exactly. There's more fundamental advice, and that is, no matter what size you are, no matter how old you are, you should be doing something.
Right.
Whether it's walking, it doesn't matter. And don't kid.
That's Andrea Metcalf, who's our fitness guru. That's her message.
Right.
Use your muscles.
Yeah.
Use your body.
Do something.
Keep it moving and concentrate on moving your arms and your legs and your butt and things in a way that will give them some value.
I tell you who the genius.
I happen to be the kind of person that likes the social aspect. I need the classes, but I go 6 days a week. But that's what I've discovered I need in order to keep going, and find what you need to keep going, but do something.
The only way that would work for me is if I joined a women's gym. Would you start to say,
Hello.
NBC
You're
and the Biggest Loser, they absolutely have got a system going there. They've got the marketing, they've got the product, they've got the promotion on the TV show.
They've got it going on.
Anne
Marie and Janet the Boomer Bros here with thoughts on Good Day at 21 after the hour. I'm telling you, Rich, there's too much of this stuff that's nobody's business that anybody can find. Why should people know how old I am?
What do you care?
Because I don't care. It's none of anybody's business where I was born and died. And what do you care?
You're a freaking radio host. You're on the air every day talking about your personal life. My God, move to the middle of Idaho, lock yourself up in a cabin, and get on with your life, man.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, dear, there's no such thing as privacy anymore.
All right.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest: the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Youngevity's Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301 or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Okay, so here's the other prostitution scandal. Politicians take money with a promise to fulfill your needs.
Uh-huh. You mean like in their campaigns?
How often
like that?
Is that attained? At least when you pay a prostitute in a hotel.
You get your money
you
for
you
what you pay for. Right? It's delivered. Yeah.
This is Natalia. She is my sister. She is number four prostitute in all of Kazakhstan. Nice.
Join the party. Doug Stephens, good day.
This is exciting news. Bill Clinton, former President Bill Clinton, has been named a nominee for this year's Nobel Peace Prize. Yeah, this will be his first trip to Sweden that he can actually tell Hillary about.
Well, in more serious news, the State Department is now telling our allies in the Mideast that Syria has weapons of mass destruction. So Syria has oil and WMDs. Here we go again! Well, due to the rise in the price of oil and gas, the Obama administration announced today they are considering dipping into our national strategic reelection reserves. I mean, I'm sorry, I mean strategic oil reserves. Did I say reelection? I am so sorry. What a foolish mistake.
Speaking of passion, we had a new episode of The Bachelor tonight on ABC. Bachelor Ben narrowed the field of fiancés from three down to two. He eliminated Nikki, which means Lindsay and the nefarious Courtney remain. Courtney is the villain this year. People really hate her. They say she's just trying to seduce Ben to win, which isn't that the point of the show?
Did you guys see this? There was apparently an electrical fire today at Fenway Park, home of the Boston Red Sox. It was weird. Instead of calling 911, Boston fans just heckled the fire until it left. Hey, fire! You're not as hot as you think you are. You can't burn my clothes. That flame retarded.
Anyway, over the weekend, Mitt Romney went to Daytona. I think he was collecting motor oil for his hair. But he wanted to give people that, you know, he's like a regular dude, not a rich fat cat who's made of money. And this is true. He said to a reporter, I don't follow NASCAR closely, but I have great friends who are NASCAR team owners.
Don't you even want to try and win this thing?
Didn't help that he shouted out of a golden helicopter as well. The other presidential candidate, Rick Santorum, he doesn't even pretend to like NASCAR. He's against any activity where dudes can rear-end each other.
Although gas is close to $5 a gallon here in California, I'm told it's $6 a gallon in parts of Florida. $6. That gas is so expensive in Miami, even young people are driving 20 miles an hour just... President Obama talked about the rise in gas prices today. He focused on the positive things his administration has done when it comes to energy prices. So in other words, it was the shortest speech he's ever given. Okay.
Here's an election update. President Obama's campaign is apparently selling its own iPhone cases. Not to be outdone, Newt Gingrich's campaign is selling those beepers that vibrate when your table's ready at the Olive Garden.
There are rumors, though, that Mitt Romney will ask Ron Paul to be his running mate. He was going to originally reach out to Rick Santorum, but Rick Santorum doesn't like dudes reaching out to him. Which is a shame, because he's gorgeous. I'd like to walk up to Rick and go, boop.
Okay. So, combination of Craig Ferguson, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Jay Leno, the usual suspects, Conan O'Brien with some of the late night humor. This is primary day in Arizona and Michigan.
Oh boy.
And probably won't be a big surprise.
The dictator.
Yes.
The dictator for president.
Take over. Right, exactly. Yeah, I think some people argue we have a dictator now. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today. Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on a gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
IRS, the three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-652-6978. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-652-6978. Again, that's 800-652-6978. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
One if by land and two if by sea. And I on the opposite shore shall be another arrogant New Englander named Paul Revere.
That's right.
Oh my gosh. You are crazy.
Sensitive.
You will never achieve. What are you laughing at?
Going to break. She's like, you really think I'm egotistical? Really think I'm
arrogant? No, I didn't say egotistical.
Oh, yeah.
Arrogant.
Is there a difference?
Yes, there is. Quite a difference.
I think to be somebody who's smart and evolved, this is just my 2 cents, because I think the same thing about my mom a little bit, because she's very well educated. I think that you have to have an element of that when you are a well-educated person.
Really?
Right. I do.
So your father, what does that say? Your father.
My dad, he's not so arrogant, but my mom, just kidding.
All right. I know all the answers. You will never achieve success unless you like what you are doing. I like what I'm doing. And maybe that's what people confuse. I am very, very happy doing what I do. And sometimes that comfort comes across as arrogance, maybe. If you want to succeed, I think that there has to be, maybe the smarts you're talking about, Jennifer, are proportional to the degree of pleasure that you get from what you do. Here, one of the world's great motivators, Uri Geller, is here talking with us, as he usually does, about how to get yourself rewarded for what you do, how to be successful. We were just talking about arrogance because somebody said earlier, Uri, that I was...
We were talking about people from the Northeast, Uri, in New York and Boston, and how they are sometimes have big egos and are arrogant. And then we were talking about Doug. And then we started talking about success and arrogance and ego and whether those are two attributes to being successful.
Well, but is it true that people in the New York area, Washington and Chicago, are really different than the ones in San Francisco or California, somewhere in Los Angeles?
Oh, yes, much different.
Is that true?
Oh, yes.
Do you think that people in California smile more than people in New York?
Yes, without a doubt.
But, I actually think even though we may smile more in L.A., I think that New Yorkers are nicer.
Well, I'll tell you. Look.
I would agree with that.
Yep.
I think that the main difference between people is not ability, but energy. And it's all to do with your energy and how you project that out to everyone.
All right, so then let's follow that through. There are seven on the planet. There are seven spots that are supposed to be energetically hot. In our country, Cincinnati and the Seven Hills are supposed to be the hottest energetically. And what do we think about the people from Cincinnati?
If you talk about energy, then Mount Shasta in that area, Area 51.
What kind of energy, though? I'm lost when you mean. I mean, you think of energy in the United States, I think New York. If you're talking Cincinnati and the
hills, talking about a different kind of energy.
So define that to me. Help me understand it.
Well, I'll look. There are many different sorts of energies and levels of energies and quality of energy. For instance, I mean, if you walk on 57th Street in First Avenue in New York, all you will see are cars, tens of thousands of cars passing you by, lots of noise, tremendous noise. If you ever try to speak, to talk to someone in the middle of the street in New York, I mean, it's incredible. You can't hear anyone. And then all those tens of thousands of cars, kind of bring up pollution. So you're living in a polluted area. And you will have to agree with me that those are negatives. And negatives bring negative energy. Now, I don't want to say something really incredibly bad about New York. For goodness sake, I lived there for 10 years. But I felt a much more positive energy when I drove out to my house in Connecticut, in the middle of kind of nowhere on a lake with trees around and green around me. I really felt a different sort of energy and a positive energy. And this is very interesting because, for instance, if you want to cut a deal, say a financial deal, where would you rather do it? Would you rather do it in a quiet surrounding and you look out and see a river or a lake or the sea? Or would you want to negotiate a strong deal in a very busy and powerful and energetic place like New York? I say this. If you look at all the successful people around us, I can almost guarantee you, look, I've never made a poll, and I don't know the statistics, but I think that most successful people grew up in very serene and spiritual places, and they had the peace of mind to create the business energy that catapulted them into success.
Who would be an example of that you can think of?
Well, I don't know, but for instance, Warren Buffett. Where was he born? Where did he live?
He came from a little small town in Oklahoma.
Or something. Okay. Yeah. No, not Oklahoma. Like Omaha or...
No, but did he live in a major city there, or did he come from a village or a farm?
Small town, Nebraska.
Yeah.
This would be very interesting to kind of make a map and see, you know, take the 100 wealthiest people in America and really see where they grew up,
Omaha, Nebraska.
Signed the deal, how did this mature in their minds to be successful and go out and get it. And I tell you again, I came from a very small place, Tel Aviv, when I was born in Tel Aviv. It was really a big town. And when I wanted to refresh myself and energize myself, I would walk on the banks of Hayarkon. Hayarkon is the only river that flows through Tel Aviv. I listened to nature. I try to, create and design under trees around me. And that created an ambition in my mind. And then I said, okay, now you go out there and conquer the world, or be successful. You will make it. Be motivated and inspired to become a wealthy man. And I had to do it because of necessity. We were so poor. But certainly, all my brainstorming, it's me, it's Uri Geller. I had to have very quiet and spiritual surroundings in order for me to gather that positive energy and make it in life.
So you have You did. You will. You continue. There are all kinds of things. Uri, if you haven't followed his television shows in the last couple of years, you can follow them. There's a lot of info at Uri Geller, URIGELLER.com. You have a phenomenal spirit. You have a phenomenal track record, but it may be because there are two things with you. You had the drive, and that's almost instinctive, but you also had the innate intelligence, something, and this sounds really arrogant, that you and I share. I think we are both intelligent men, intelligent human beings. Sometimes how you use that intelligence, we all have, I mean, look at, we were talking about Bill Gates, who makes $250 a second.
Yeah. You know, Doug, let me just interrupt you.
Or in Seattle.
In Hebrew, there is a word, and I think that most Americans know about chutzpah.
That's a good
thing. You've got to have chutzpah in life, that cheekiness, that confidence to be successful. And, you know, most of the time we think and we try to decipher what we think about and how to present it and, you know, how much time we can waste in kind of carefully composing what we mean to say. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in some countries, they have a yes that means no, you know, politely.
Yes.
And being direct without being rude is also a useful skill. So if you think that the people in New York are rude and they have that extra chutzpah, that's a skill. And maybe that's exactly what brought them success.
I like
Am
the
I
term,
making sense?
Yeah, I like the term cheeky. From now on, Jennifer, you'll refer to me as cheeky.
Cheeky. I like that too. Cheeky,
yeah.
Cheeky.
Cheeky.
It's fun to say.
So success, which is what you're about, what I encourage, you won't be that way unless you've got something that separates you from everybody else. And I would say that all of us here have that. If you're just like everybody else, then you'll be seen as just like everybody else. And that's swell for some people who don't want to stand out in the crowd. A lot of people who we refer to as nerds or geeks or whatever, they blend into the wallpaper because they are afraid. They basically are fear-based thinkers.
Yeah, but Doug, you know that we are all humans and we can all visualize, and, you know, the power of vision is uniquely human. It is not what you expected or even what you could have imagined, Doug, and that is what makes it so great, visualization.
Yeah.
Have a vision.
It's funny how people don't realize that they are the best sometimes. I was with a friend last, I don't know, Thursday, Friday night, I can't remember when it was, and she's the best at what she does in the country, if not the world. The best. And she still is insecure. She spent a lot of the time with me talking about money that she used to make, and she doesn't make it now.
Yep,
she's got to figure out ways of doing it and extending. And she says, I'm 50 years old now. In a few years, I have to stop what I'm doing because I won't be able to physically keep up. And I said, why? That's in your mind. I kept saying that to her, but you know what? She didn't want to hear it. Sometimes people don't want to hear it, Uri.
How interesting. And well, I look at it this way, Doug, that you and me and everyone out there, we have a whole store of fine qualities within us.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we did not discover yet these qualities. And I tell people, all our listeners, put yourselves to the test and you will find them soon enough. Go for it. Test yourself. And again, remember, opportunities pass you by every day. The ones who are successful are the ones who know how to grab that opportunity and use it.
Yeah, I think that's what you got to do. See opportunity. That comes from finding what you do best, what you like best. And you look around, be observant. But not everybody's cut out of that cloth, Uri. Some people are just there. And I guess that's what makes the life cycle so interesting. Some people are good at being creators and motivators. Other people are followers. And if we didn't have followers, we wouldn't need motivators.
Yeah, but Doug, you're forgetting one very important element is happiness. I mean, if those people are happy at what they do and the way they are and they're
right.
not and their followers, you know, I say to everyone, no matter whether you're a leader or a follower, always have an open mind. You need plenty of places for happiness to get in. So if you can open your mind, allow happiness to go in, who cares whether you're a leader or a follower? If you're happy and you have peace of mind, most important, if you're healthy, then you are the richest man in the world.
And you are, by definition, successful. Happiness and success go together. If you are, you know, you look around, oh, that guy's very successful. Look at the car he drives. But he's a miserable cretin at home. He's not he can't stand being with his wife. All of those things, you pay a price for not being honest with yourself. And I think that's really what the bottom line is. All right, so there's some good stuff there for people to chew on. Check out the podcast. You can always download Uri while he is, just at the tail end of his car. I want to hear that conversation. Just go to DougStephan.com, hour number 4. You'll find Uri there. Uri, always great to have you here doing what you do best. That's making us feel good about what we're doing. Uri Geller on Good Day at 13 before the hour.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
friends. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Fambruary.
Wait, what? Franuary?
That's not Franuary, no.
Fambruary. That's right. Fambruary.
However you say it, small businesses, this is your month to make social media work for you. Constant Contact brings you social campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up, it's free. And this month, you can win $1,000 for you and one of your fans. Visit ConstantContact.com today.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open legal residence in the U.S., UK, Canada. Clean clarity. No. And see 29 the rules at ConstantContact.com.
Did you know that taking just a few minutes for your mouth every day can help you establish healthy habits for a lifetime? Hi, I'm Gretchen Bleiler, and as a pro snowboarder, keeping a healthy body from your head down to your toes is a big part of who I am. Brushing alone actually misses 75% of your mouth. I'm here today to remind you that your mouth is an important part of your body, and taking minutes a day to brush, floss, and rinse with a therapeutic mouthwash is critical for the health of your mouth. A complete oral care routine, which includes a 30-second rinse each morning and night, is essential for getting rid of germs that cause plaque and gingivitis. I'm proud to be partnering with the makers of Listerine and Reach to support the American Heart Association's My Heart, My Life Healthy Living Initiative, a program aimed at encouraging Americans to adopt heart-healthy behaviors to lead a healthier life. To read more about the My Heart, My Life Initiative, visit www.heart.org/myheartmylife. And to learn more about how you can improve your oral care routine, check out Listerine.com.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
What appearance. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
All right, so what do you think of that, Richie? You just checked out the trailer for that movie that Uri was talking about?
Looks like. Yeah, there's a new movie coming out with Robert De Niro that's going to be loosely based on Uri, it looks like.
He's going to get it. He'll get him. 51 after the hour. You get it. It's good day on the radio.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
What knowledge do you have today that you didn't have yesterday? And what would you have tomorrow from your experiences of today that you can call experience-based learning?
It's one of the great things. If you eat a second portion of macaroni and cheese after your big Thanksgiving dinner, you're going to feel like a pig.
Yeah. 4 candidates, 2 states, and 1 goal. That goal is to win. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Today's the day in Arizona and in Michigan. Republican presidential primaries being held in both states, and it's a lot at stake for all of the remaining candidates. Mitt Romney, the one-time clear frontrunner, now engaged in a neck-and-neck battle with Rick Santorum, who recently surged but might be losing some steam. Newt Gingrich, who captured the South Carolina primary back in January, looking for yet another comeback. And Congressman Ron Paul, with a loyal following that has not yet translated into a primary or caucus victory. Lots of attention in recent weeks on the primary in Michigan today, which is Mitt Romney's home state. Many political experts saying this is a must-win for Romney, and the latest polls show a very tight race there, but it could be equally interesting in Arizona today. Arizona State University professor Bruce Merrill says some voters may opt to stay home.
There's not a lot of interest in the candidates because the right wing still has not connected with Romney. They don't like Romney.
That being said, Mitt Romney has led in all of the recent polls of likely primary voters in Arizona, but Professor Merrill says it's not exactly a done deal.
It depends on the turnout. The lower the turnout, greater is the probability there could be an upset.
An upset as in a Santorum victory in Arizona. And looking beyond the primaries to the general election, Merrill says Republicans face a difficult challenge.
In order to get the nomination, Republican candidates have to move so far to the right that they really are talking to a very small group of Republican voters.
And that, says Merrill, would leave independent voters out in the cold. Bottom line, this professor, along with virtually everyone else, says everything depends on how the economy is doing on Election Day. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, Danny Davis for Snow Country, brought to you by Smuggler's Notch, Vermont, America's family resort, voted number one for family programs by the readers of Ski Magazine for 13 years. Visit Smugs.com today. The midweek terrain in the East Coast will be set to ride good, smooth, groomed, packed powder, just what we found at Stratton in southern Vermont.
The U.S. Open Snowboard Championships are next week at Stratton, and they're building huge features in the Superpipe, getting them ready for the pros at the Sun Bowl. What a terrific day of skiing from Stratton's Ursa Six-Pack. Grizzly Bear was my fave, a screaming groomer with twists and drops up top and a fast cruise at the bottom. I'm Chuck at Stratton.
In Pennsylvania, Ski Denton riding on about 10 trails, ready to ride until 5 in the afternoon. Swain now checks out 16 runs from 5 lifts. Timberline Four Seasons, West Virginia with up over 24 runs, still do nighttime terrain on the weekends. The Western Mountains, Wolf Creek riding on 77 runs. Jackson Hole, Wyoming, 4 feet of snow in the last week. They have all 2,500 acres. Win lift tickets daily at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, when the dust settled, not a whole lot of movement yesterday for the market, but the Dow did trade above the 13,000 level for much of the day yesterday, finishing with a 1-point loss to 12,982. S&P and NASDAQ gaining 2 points apiece. Crude oil prices actually fell $1.21 a barrel, finishing at $108.56. New Jersey's Newark Liberty International Airport opened for business today after a scare last night. The airport was shut down after a United Airlines flight made an emergency landing, losing its front landing gear but still managing to touch down with its nose on the runway. This passenger said everyone remained calm throughout the landing and evacuation down the chutes, after which emotions came to the surface.
Everybody was crying, but everybody was crying after we got off the plane. Everybody realized what just happened.
69 passengers, 4 crew members, no one hurt. The investigation continues into what caused the landing gear malfunction. The Daytona 500 held last night in prime time for the first time ever due to rain, which forced the race to begin a day late and under the lights. The race was delayed for more than 2 hours last night after Juan Pablo Montoya crashed his car into a jet dryer truck, causing a fire. Matt Kenseth wound up taking the checkered flag later. Closing notes. First, today is National Pancake Day, and IHOP is celebrating. If you don't believe me, maybe you'll believe Miss America, Laura Kepler.
On Tuesday, February 28th, IHOPs across the country will give away millions of short-stacked buttermilk pancakes, and we then hope in return that its customers will donate money towards Children's Miracle Network Hospital.
IHOP hoping to raise more than $2.7 million today to improve and save the lives of young patients. Finally, a footnote to Sunday night's Academy Awards telecast on ABC. The ratings were up 4%, in fact, over last year. The reason? You know the reason. Has to be Billy Crystal, the best Oscar host ever. Another one of his routines worth replaying, when the camera zoomed in on certain celebrities and he told us what they were thinking. Nick Nolte. Here's hoping Billy is installed as permanent host of the Oscars. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.